the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
This is The National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you. The men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there. And it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
I'm a soul man.
Don't start singing that on the phone because you're going to have to pay me.
That's what Randy always says to me.
That's right. He is not allowed to sing anywhere near the microphone.
See, I told him the last time I saw him, no singing.
There's absolutely no singing.
We used to have this opera singer come on, and I would always try and sing along with him.
An Irish tenor.
You two are a hoot.
Listen, you are a legend, and we are just so excited to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Moore is on with us. Sam and Dave, man, I'll tell you what, was there ever any more famous group than Sam and Dave?
I don't know. If you want to believe the critics or whatever, I think they said the Blues Brothers, they said the Everly Brothers.
They're wrong.
But Sam and Dave usually came in a whisper. I don't know whether we were the most famous, but that's has always been reported to me.
Hey, I remember back in the day. I was in high school, and I used to serenade my ladies. And I used to just tell them outright, "I'm a soul man," and that would be it, man.
And how fast did they run?
It would be done.
How fast did they run?
That's when they would start running. Yeah. They should have reported sexual harassment. Oh, God, you're right. That's Sega so had to get a woman. Oh, he didn't call to tell me this.
Now, listen, you run down this list of hits, man. I mean, Hold On, I'm Coming, When Something Is Wrong With My Baby, Soul Man, I Thank You. And I did not know, Sam, that a lot of those hits were written by Isaac Hayes, huh?
Isaac was the catalyst of all that stuff, man. And I guess I'm pressured to say that David was involved, David Porter was involved.
Yeah.
But the main man to the whole thing was Isaac.
Just talking about Shaft. I want to find out what you're involved with here with the veterans. This is pretty exciting.
Show your mom.
Yeah. How long have you?
Well, do me a favor, because I'm doing. I want Joyce to tell you, because we just got a thing this morning. So can she tell you what's going on,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, absolutely. This is
okay,
your.
Wait a minute. He wanted to tell everything.
Hello.
This is Joyce. This is Sam's lovely bride.
You're right. Like it's Frankenstein.
Yeah, right.
Hey, anytime Sam can't,
listen.
I am available.
No, Joyce, don't even listen to them. Sam's got more soul in his pinky. And here's something else that I noticed when we were, got all the material about Sam Moore. Did you guys actually trademark the legendary Soul Man? Is that trademark?
Yep.
Ah, that's brilliant.
They've
trademarked the phrase, the legendary Soul Man.
Well, the thing that's been so disheartening is that Soul Man has become used, the first time that the words soul and man were ever joined together in English language usage was the song.
Uh-huh.
And the first guys that uttered it when they recorded it, were Sam and Dave.
Sure.
So over the years, you know, you appreciate the covers. Blues Brothers, we've got a great relationship with Danny. We were Sam and John were very, very dear friends. We're still in touch with Judy Bellucci Pisano. I mean, you know, from that point of view, it was all cool. But the problem was the promoters, concert people and everything, and even the fans didn't understand and don't understand to this day. Soul Man is the most overworked. Everybody's a Soul Man.
Right.
No, they're not.
No, there you go.
There's only one Soul Man that we know about and care about.
Well, and what happened was when Sam and Dave parted company, Dave hired a fake Sam and was out there trying to be Sam and Dave, using Sam Moore's legacy, identity, etc., and trying to impersonate him poorly.
I'm sure.
We had to do something, and the most identifiable, instantaneous recognition is Soul Man.
Yeah, right. No, that's brilliant. I applaud you for for doing that. That's fantastic. So let's talk about veterans now just a little bit and what Sam and you are involved with here and what do you have going on?
Well, Sam's had the great honor of now being on the board of Code of Support, which is a stunning group that is very much involved with helping our veterans from all of the various wars. He's had the amazing honor of adding another notch to his performance belt, as it were, by appearing in a musical with the West Point Alumni Glee Club called Johnny Vet.
Oh, that's cool. I bet that was cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. And we're hoping to figure out how to actually mount that and work with the West Club Alumni Glee Club and the guys from Code of Support, who are all very much involved with each other, and maybe do this play which chronicles the military from the very beginning of America all the way through to today and pays honor and tribute and respect to our veterans and our guys that are still out there saving our lives by losing theirs being willing to lose theirs.
And
other thing that Sam has done is this year he was honored to have recorded the theme song, the anthem for the 2017 Warrior Games.
Oh, wow.
Which took place, you know, that's the military veterans Olympics, as it were.
Yeah,
we used to go to the
Warrior. He recorded the theme song, the anthem called Show For You, which is just stunning.
Is that on an album?
It's on Sam's album.
And it's called American Patriot. Is that the name of the album?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sam Moore and American Patriot. It's available on iTunes and Amazon, and I guess most of the rest of the places.
How old is Sam?
He's 82.
He sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
He's scary. We figured out that his voice does not match his age or his body.
Oh man, he just really sounds exactly the same. So that's amazing.
Well, actually, to tell the honest to goodness truth, he's actually raised some of the keys of some of the songs he recorded in the 60s.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Soul Man, for example, was recorded in G. It's now in A flat and modulates to A.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that means, but.
Well, that means.
Well, it means it's higher.
Yeah,
it means higher shorts.
It is. As he's getting older, he's getting better.
Like fine wine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So I think if you go to sammoore.net and americanpatriot.com or sammoore.net, you can find out more about what he's doing for veterans. You know, I had no idea until we discovered that Sam was doing this. But
what great work. You know, I got a I'm an old broken up Vietnam vet. You know, and I'm pretty cynical. I don't get excited about too much anymore. But when I found out we were going to be talking to Sam,
oh my gosh!
I got excited because, like I told him, you know, back in the high school days, back in Detroit, we used to turn the radio up as loud as it would go, And
That means you went to the Rooster Tail and the 20 grand did you in Detroit?
Well, I did when I returned from the military. I was a little bit too young to go to the Rooster Tail back then, but I used to we used to jam at downtown at the big concerts they put on down there, you know, the Motown Review,
which was Cobo Hall, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. How long have you and Sam been married?
We got married in 1982.
Wow.
So a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Joyce said your voice has actually gotten higher and better as you've gotten older.
You know what? That's from her ears. She's got me singing where you got to get a pair of underwear tight enough to so I can stand on my toes. If you notice, a lot of times when I'm performing, you see me go up on my toes. Yeah, you do. I stand up on my toes so I can grease the goddamn notes. I'm telling you, look at some of the performances. And when it gets to a high note, I get up on my toes. I used to have to do that.
What are you?
I'm just saying.
I know.
Sam, you need to talk to Joyce.
No, that don't act.
That's no act. I got to get up on my toes.
I got to get up on my damn toes. Oh, God, y'all are crazy.
You need to talk to Joyce about that Woody Woodpecker thing.
Yeah, right? She's kind of a Woody Woodpecker voice, she said.
I never Woody Woodpecker. Every day, if not, I would have to sing. Oh, God, my chest. But the thing about the reason I put Joyce back and y'all want to talk to her, I had to go to the bathroom.
All right, Sam. Sam. Hey, thank you so much, man. That's the original Soul Man right there.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you guys again.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on our tiptoes on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and our good friends from the Navy SEAL Foundation, Jerry. The Director of Programs, Allison Messick, is on with us. Allison, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, listen, I know you're kind of tight on time. I want to find out, number one, Gold Star and surviving families. Let's talk about what you guys are doing there.
Yes, it's one of the... the hardest parts, I think, of this community life is that there are those who will pay the ultimate sacrifice with loss of life, and their families need to be supported and encouraged and empowered to continue to not only do well in separating from the community, but to have a plan and some resilience and coping strategies for going forward in what is now their new normal, which is the living without a father, a brother, a sister, a son. And we're very proud to honor these families and honor the memory of the loved one they lost.
And the work you all are doing is even more important than it was before, I think, because special operators are assuming more and more, they're lifting the heavy weight,
right.
if we can put it in those terms, in places all over the world. We're not sending big units out anymore. All that's falling on special operators.
Yeah.
So what you're doing, in the future is going to be really important.
Well, I think that it also provides some comfort and assurance, not only for the families who are currently in the program, but for those who are sending a loved one into harm's way every day, for them to know that there is a survivor program. If they should fall, we're there to catch them. And our goal is to meet both the immediate and the long-term needs and to, like I said earlier, to empower, encourage, and build confidence as those family members engage, whether it's a spouse or a parent, but as their community, but also as the family as a whole throughout the community. And we've developed acts of care to honor the fallen member with what we consider to be an active compassion toward the family and toward the community. And we believe that that demonstrates the fullest meaning of benevolence and what that actually means. And we support 505 family members currently. We have 150 fallen. And in 2017, wow, that was almost $2 million in support provided to them.
Wow. Yeah, and you know, the other thing, we're talking to Allison Messick, the Director of Programs for the Navy SEAL Foundation, and they don't need to worry about that stuff, right? I mean, you're taking care of another big piece of the puzzle for them in terms of, you know, they've got enough on them to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you guys coming along and taking that burden off them, that's a big part of it. Allison, what's the best way for folks to find out more about the Navy SEAL Foundation?
I think the best way to learn more about what we do and to learn more about Gold Star and Surviving Family Support is through our website at www.NavySEALFoundation.org. And our phone number in Virginia Beach headquarters is 757-363-7490. We're always glad to talk to people who want to support this community.
And support and also find out if they can join that community, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Allison, thank you so much. We'll have you on again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
You too. Allison Messick, Director of Programs for the Navy SEAL Foundation. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. No matter where you're headed, Farmers Insurance can help you plan for the insurance you want. With practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience, at Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
So Gary Sinise has done so much for veterans, we don't have time.
No, the list
to tell
is way
you.
Too long.
Yeah, yeah. Gary Sinise and his foundation. And he was on with us, I think, almost about a year and a half ago. And Gary joins us here in the program on the National Defense. Gary, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for having me.
How'd you find time to even be on the show?
I mean, really? Do you never not work?
Well, I'm actually in a car on my way to something, in between something. So I'm calling for the car. I'm playing a concert tonight for one of our donors for the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Oh man, that's great! The Lieutenant Gary, Dan Band.
Yeah, we have several wonderful sponsors that work with us on various programs, and this sponsor is Sunbelt Rentals, who helps us a lot with our RISE program, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment. That's our program to build specially adapted smart homes for our wounded. And so they're having their national convention here, and I said I would come play for them tonight.
Wow.
Big thank you to them for supporting us all these years.
How cool. That's got to be a treat for those guys. And, you know, people think about, you know, when you're an actor, when you're something other than just a full-time musician, that it's kind of, you know, it's not a real band. It's kind of have a, let me tell you, the Lieutenant Dan Band,
yeah,
they can rock.
They can, yeah, they can.
They do some great stuff. And I understand, talking about your foundation, Gary, you guys have just teamed up with a group that we have on this show a lot, Snowball Express.
Well, I've been involved with Snowball from the early days, about 12 years now, and they've had their own 501c3. I was on the board for a while. I'm, you know, big supporter and big sponsor, and one of our mutual board members who was on the Snowball board and my board, is they approached me about the idea of incorporating Snowball Express into the Gary Sinise Foundation as a program, which we have just done. And we've made that an official announcement that Snowball is now a program of the Gary Sinise Foundation. Snowball is dedicated to the children of our fallen heroes. We've been bringing the kids together for 12 years now. We started out doing it at Disneyland, and then we've been taking them to Dallas each year, where is the...
Yeah.
Dallas is the hub of American Airlines, and American Airlines is a big presenter of Snowball Express because we fly the kids in from all over the country. And so now we're going to be taking Snowball Express under the Gary Sinise Foundation as a program. I'm thrilled with it because I've been involved with it for so long.
What a great organization.
Well, you know, Gary, your foundation, there's not much it doesn't cover when it comes to our military and their families.
Well, I'll tell you why that is. prior to starting my own foundation, I was, I've spent many years just trying to reach out wherever I could to different organizations that were trying to support our military and our first responders, our Gold Star families, our wounded. A lot of great organizations out there, and I was just reaching out to a lot of them and saying, what can I do to help you? Can I do a concert? Can I do some promotion? Can I attend events? Can I raise money? What can I do? And eventually, after having done that for so many years with so many organizations, it became kind of clear that I'm in this game for the long haul, and so I should kind of use the good fortune I've had in the movie business and television business and the reputation that I've been able to kind of build up over the years with regards to supporting our veterans and manifest that all into the Gary Sinise Foundation, my own 501c3. So now we're able to raise a lot of additional funds and spread ourselves out across a lot of areas, which is what I decided to do when I set the foundation up is, you know, some of the guys said, hey, you know, what are you going to do? You got to concentrate on one thing. And I said, well, that's going to be very difficult because I've been doing so many different things over the years. So we do a lot of things. We entertain through the entertainment program, the Gary Sinise Lieutenant Dan Band program. We deal with our Gold Star families. We deal with our wounded through home building. We've got resiliency programs. We have first responders outreach. If you go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website, GarySiniseFoundation.org, you can learn a lot about us and what we're trying to do on many fronts.
Well, yeah, and you know, Gary, it's not just, making yourself available is one thing, you know, and I wish there were more entertainers that kind of devoted themselves to that part of the cause. But I mean, then to establish a foundation and you know, Jerry, usually when Gary Sinise, you don't hear much about him vocally, you know, in terms of, you know, what he supports or whatever. Yeah. He does it and he lets his actions show, you know, what he does.
Yeah. He doesn't beat his chest and stand in the spotlight.
But
he beats his chest when it comes to assisting people. You know, here's the thing.
I just want to ask one question about chest beating.
Yeah.
Because you've been kind of vocal on Twitter here the past couple of days, Gary.
Oh, well, I'm infuriated that there would be a teacher in California teaching high school kids who actually has this stupid, ignorant opinion that our men and women serving our country overseas are not well educated. And actually what he said was they were the lowest of the low. I mean, I'm just infuriated by it. I spend my, you know, full time visiting our troops, seeing what they do in action. I've been all over the world. I've seen the men and women in the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy. I've been on aircraft carriers. I've been up on U-2 spy, been in F-16s. I've been on training with the Special Forces. I've seen all facets of our military in action and met thousands of great Americans serving our country. And for this buffoon to suggest that these people are not well educated and that they are the lowest of the low, it just sets me on fire. I'm just infuriated.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yeah, what do you got against buffoons? I mean, seriously.
That's an insult to buffoons right there.
Yeah, the guy's a scumbag.
The guy's just an idiot, and I feel bad for his students.
He is teaching our high school kids who are this captive audience. There was a young student wearing a T-shirt that said Marines on it, and that set this teacher off. And he went after this kid, and the kid under his desk turned on his cell phone and recorded this guy saying these infuriating, insulting things. And he is a teacher in a high school teaching our kids.
Yep.
And he told the kid never to wear that T-shirt again. He told, I heard it all. And it just, for somebody who spends countless hours trying to support the men and women who serve our country and who have met just thousands of our military and veterans in their community. I've been welcomed into their community. I've seen them in action. Some of my very best friends are in the military and are veterans. They are highly qualified, capable, wonderful individuals. And this guy is just, he's speaking out of his butt, and yeah. He's teaching our high school kids this stuff. And I just it's infuriating.
Well, yeah, I appreciate
that. You've got me all fired up. I want a guy, to go pay a visit to the guy.
Yeah, me too. That, you know, that's a guy that couldn't spell West Point.
You know, Gary is...
Annapolis or Air Force Academy. I mean, I've been to all those academies. I see these, you know, I've played concerts at all the academies. I've spent time with these young students. They are so impressive. And, you know, I remember landing on the Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf in 2006. And I go up on the flight. I'm on the flight deck. There's all these young people landing and taking off these airplanes. Then I go in onto the bridge, and I look over, and there's this young kid steering the boat.
Yeah.
And so I walk up to him, and he's the guy who's turning the Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier around in the Persian Gulf. And I said, "How old are you?" And he said, 19.
Wow.
Yep. 19. He's up on the bridge. And he's in charge of turning that boat around.
Wow.
Yep.
Incredible people that we have serving our country. This guy, don't get me started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you did.
I did. Yeah, we did.
You know, Gary, you're a great actor. I mean, I remember one role you played, especially you played this nefarious, no good SOB that I hated. And, you know, an actor of your caliber.
Well, which movie was that?
Yeah, which one was that?
A couple of those.
I know. I'm trying to remember which one it was. But, man, if I could have reached through my TV set, I would have throttled you. But anyway, you're a great actor. But, you know, your name, you know, I think anymore most people kind of have lost that association with you being an actor. When they hear the name Gary Sinise, They think of the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Yeah.
They think of all the great things you're doing.
Well, I've had a lot of great success in the movie and television business, but it's all, you know, I mean, at a certain point, when I got CSI New York and I did 9 seasons on that, it gave me this stability and security that I'd never known as an actor. I had some points on the show. I was one of the producers. And I made a good living on that show, and I've been able to take that. Without that, I don't know, I might not have been able to ramp up all this military support as fast and kind of channel some of those resources into the creation of the Gary Sinise Foundation. But I did have that show, and it gave me just this means to do some good. And I feel like, you know, the great success I've had as an actor, the career I've had in theater and movies and television, there's a reason for it beyond just, you know, the immediate things like taking care of my family and taking care of my kids, all those things. It's given me great means to do that, but it's also given me these resources to do some good to the men and women that serve our country. I just encourage people to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website. You know, we've gone from one donor in 2010, me, to over 40,000 donors that are supporting our foundation at this point. And that, to me, says that we're doing something right. People trust that we are going to take their generosity and take their contributions, take their love for our military, and channel that into some good things to support the men and women who have done so much for us. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to create this kind of umbrella, this conduit, so that the American people could trust this organization to do some good. And thank you to the American people for doing that. You have shown that, you know, what we're doing and what I've tried to do over the years has, you know, been of great value. And I feel blessed to be trusted by the American people. And I won't let you down. We'll make sure that we take your generosity and put it to good use.
What is it in your life experience that has brought you to this point where what's the driving force behind all this, Gary?
Oh, there's a few things. I've got military in my family. I'm on my side of the family, World War I, World War II, Korea era, then on my wife's side of the family, Vietnam, Cold War, and current conflict. So there's a lot of veterans in my family. I have great respect for them. I got involved with Vietnam veterans back in the 80s, the late 70s, early 80s, supporting them locally in Chicago. I felt terrible for our Vietnam veterans and what happened to them when they came home from war. I just missed the draft. I was 18 years old in 1973 when they shut down the draft for Vietnam. That was the end of combat operations in Vietnam. But I met many Vietnam veterans who came home from that war, including my wife's two brothers and a brother-in-law. And they educated me on how they were treated when they came home and what they felt like having gone to war and then come home to this divided nation who kind of spit on them and turned their backs on them. And so in the early 80s, I just began supporting local Vietnam veterans groups. And then I played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. He's a Vietnam veteran. And that started me working with our wounded through the DAV, Disabled American Veterans Organization. And then I had the opportunity after September 11th to go out there with the USO and other military charities and support the men and women who were responding to that terrible day, September 11th, 2001. And it all has just accumulated into this full-time mission to serve and honor the needs of the folks that are defending us out there.
What a great story that is. And, you know, the things that you've been able to do, especially with the handicap assisted and the smart houses that you've done. I think the last time we talked to you, you just completed one of these. But, Gary, I want to go back to your acting for just a second, because now this is the tribute to you as an actor. One of the leading questions on social media is how did Gary Sinise lose his legs? That's one of the main questions on social media.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I mean, that just tells you what kind of an actor Gary Sinise is. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Gary Sinise right here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Gary Sinise, great actor, great American. He is on the program. Now, you got a new project that you're doing or you've done with the Dermot Mulroney, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's with Max Martini. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know. Dermot's in that, but I didn't work with him.
Oh, okay.
Max Martini's a buddy of mine, and Max wrote, directed, and stars in this film called Will Gardner, and he asked me to play a small part.
That seems like a cool movie.
Is that a cowboy movie?
No, it's about
No. He's an Iraq War veteran coming home. It's a wonderful story. Max did a tremendous job on it. It's a very personal project to him. So they are working on getting distribution for it and all of that. They raised their own money and put it together. And he asked me to come down. I went down to New Mexico and shot one scene one day. It was wonderful to be on the set with Max. I wish him great success. He's a big military supporter. He wants to channel any profits from the film towards three military charities that he's working with. So he's a wonderful guy.
That's
keep
cool.
your
yeah.
eyes out for Will Gardner.
Good. You ever cross paths with Lou Diamond Phillips by chance?
I haven't, but we've exchanged some text messages over the years.
Yeah, he's another guy that has a real heart for veterans.
Yeah, he's military.
Yeah.
Brad.
So, yeah, that's right. Well, Gary, listen, I know you're headed to another project, but thank you so much for the time, man. It's just it's great to catch up with you and great to just hear what you and your foundation are doing for veterans. Just
love to be able to shake your hand someday.
Absolutely.
Well, where are you guys based?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City. One of these days I'll get back to Leavenworth or Fort Riley,
yeah.
One of those nearby
yeah,
spots.
Absolutely.
They give a wonderful award every year at Fort Leavenworth in my brother-in-law's name, Lieutenant Colonel Boyd McKenna Harris.
Wow.
They give a big award in his name at Leavenworth in June. And just a couple of years ago at Fort Leavenworth, my brother-in-law died. He was a Vietnam veteran. He was a Lieutenant Colonel teaching at Leavenworth when he passed away in 1983. But just a couple of years ago, this tells you how significant a contribution he made to the Army. Just a couple years ago, they inducted him into the Fort Leavenworth Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And, you know, this is over 30 years after his death.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, he was a pretty significant figure in the Army, two-tour Vietnam veteran, West Point graduate, wonderful person that I met, and a big inspiration for me to continue to try to help our military.
Man, what a great story. And you know, for you to be able to tell those kind of stories and know what you're talking about, that's something special. You know, because we hear a lot.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much, and good luck. Break a leg with the Lieutenant Dan Band and go rock.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of the National Defense.